Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 234. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. It's our Friday show, which means it's empty the tank day. For those of you who are uninitiated, that basically means that any apps we didn't talk about during the week that we had on our list, we kind of unload them all on this show. So get ready for a barrage. Let's introduce the co-host, though, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Another glorious day.
He didn't say that very excitedly. What is sarcastic?
No, I'm just tired. I mean, yeah. My sleep as Android is no longer a viable solution, so I am not well rested.
I see.
I still use it. I don't use any of the other parts of it. I use it as my number one go-to alarm clock, just because I love those birds waking me up. Just the slight tweetings, and then it gets louder and louder until I realize, oh wait, that's my phone.
Well, how does it sound? Like it's just a nature sound?
Yeah, it's totally birds outside tweeting. I don't know if I can pull it up.
And it just gets louder and louder till like you think you're getting attacked by a hawk or something.
Yeah, well, I usually sleep with my window open anyway, and there's a tree right out there. So I don't think of it as, you know, as anything other than those birds, but it is.
Here's the problem. I never said this. Here's the problem with any alarm. I hear them. The problem is I incorporate them into delusions. They're not really dreams because I'm not really, you know, completely asleep. But when I do hear them and I do wake up, it's literally I have to transition my brain to, oh, wait, that is not the sound of this, but it's my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that would make me want to go get a BB gun.
Okay, we get it.
All right, that works. It works for me. I think that's the default one. I've never changed it yet. And there's two other bird sound ones now that I see on here.
That's amazing.
That one that must be like Illinois birds or something. I don't know. Something about it, I like it.
Just to tag on what Dora was saying, I do the same thing when listening to a podcast. If I have like AAA on, I'm falling asleep, or if I have whatever I'm listening to, the Bobby Osinski show, that gets incorporated into my dream somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes definitely. It's really weird and messed up.
Yeah. And I'll say that's one of the reasons my alarm sound for the longest time was Legend of Zelda. Just because. Because
you wanted to be Link?
Well, it meant for epic delusions of, you know, grandeur, you know.
So if I sleep with TED Talks on, I should wake up much more intelligent, right?
Or thinking you're standing in front of a crowd with a little bit of, you know, extra social stress in your head. I don't know.
That's true, too.
All right, let's empty some tanks here. Let's start with Eric.
I was just like, I'll start dreaming that this went on for 17 minutes. I'm 2 minutes over. No.
What is TED's only 15? No, 17? Or
I don't know what number it is. I think it's 15. I'm not sure. It might not even be that long. It might be shorter than that. I don't know.
Would you guys like to do a TED talk? Like, if you had the opportunity, would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
If I would really have to do something way better than I've been doing. I think I haven't really made my mark in any ways.
That's like the thing. I don't know what I would talk about.
Right.
I'm sure we all have something very special we could talk about.
Yeah. How on podcast, it helps if you have a producer.
I could talk about how the way people look at me when I tell them I'm famous on the internet.
No. All right. That's awesome. That's a great topic. Your speech will cause that effect. Anyway, go ahead, Eric.
Okay. My first app is called Bubble Blaze. It's by Outplay Entertainment Limited. This game is a lot like another, it's basically bubbles. You know, you shoot colored bubbles at other colored bubbles. You get three of them together and they blow up. It's just a fun game. It's nothing too exciting. It's a casual game like everybody's seen before. But I just thought I'd bring it because somehow it found its way onto my device. There's another game that it's real similar to, where you shoot the colored bubbles up at the thing. It's a classic one, but I can't remember for the life of me what it's called. And it was one of the like original, like back in the Palm Pilot days games.
I remember, kind of.
Yeah, not Bejeweled, but...
You shoot marbles, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Or
and they roll down like these tracks?
No, it wasn't that No.
Okay.
Or like sometimes it's balloons, like popping balloons when you get certain like groups of three or four.
Yeah.
Bottom up shooter. You know what I mean? You're shooting up and you're always trying to get groups. And you can aim left and right. Can you bounce off the sides, Eric?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is like a, you shoot it up there with a crossbow, basically, on this one.
Yeah. I found that, sorry, Eric. Oh. I found that many times I encounter, usually at Bob Evans or places like such like that, or even at businesses, older women play these little games and they never turn the sound off. You always know when they're playing and it's loud. Like they don't know how to lower the volume and they just won't care. They'll play Candy Crush and they'll just like be in a public place or like they're supposed to be doing a job. And like you hear them go bling, 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 bling. Like, I'm like, really?
Oh, the workers? Not just other patients like at a doctor's office?
No, yeah, workers. Like workers, people that should be working. Mm. I've seen it so, I mean, many times.
Wow.
Yeah. They're just like so addicted to that game. Anyway, go ahead. That's what made me think of that.
Okay. That's cool. Do you want me to just go ahead and keep going, empty my tank?
Sure.
All right. This one, the name of it is awesome. The game is really cool too. It's called Iceburgers.
Ah, sweet.
And it has the only thing that I don't know. There's at the beginning of the game, two ice breaking type ships run into each other, and then a bunch of ice squares fall into the ocean with letters in them. And this is a word spelling game. From the name Iceburgers, you probably wouldn't guess that.
No.
But it's a fun game. You basically, they give you enough vowels. And I don't know. You almost never not find a word with the letters and vowels they give you to use. Because basically you'll run your finger over the letters you want to use to spell a word, and it checks to see if it's an actual word or not. And then wherever the last letter was, that's where your penguin will be kept. Other letters fall into that spot where they blew up, and then you got to start.
It's word find done kind of uniquely.
Yeah, but you can only start with the letters that are surrounding your penguin wherever it gets left off after the last word.
I hear you. I guess that's why they throw a lot of vowels at you.
Yeah, somehow there's always words there.
Huh.
So it's not too hard.
It looks pretty fun.
Yeah. I'll just say the developer doesn't appear to be very smart. When I click on the video in the store, I get this video is private.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's up with that, Mr. Radical Games Corp?
I'm going to guess he's a corp of one.
Yeah, that's a fail, especially for us Google Play video viewers.
Mm-hmm. Which I will say, the videos I'm putting more faith in. The better the video, the more I must bring this application.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't usually even look at the video for an app until I'm here. I just usually go by the name of the app a lot of times. Iceburgers, just that was a natural. That had to be installed.
Yeah,
I honestly had no idea what the app was about until after I installed it.
That's a cool way of doing it, to get a little surprise out of it. It's like watching a movie without ever seeing a trailer.
Mm-hmm. I tend to do that too. I don't like, because it seems like some of the movies, the trailers give away too much.
Way too much. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to comment on that. I've listened, I now listen to this podcast called Hello Internet. It's supposedly two quote unquote YouTube stars. I don't know who the hell either one of them are. I've never heard them before in my life. But the podcast is really interesting because they basically, every show is nothing but a tangent. One of the ones was about the movie Her, where the guy said he never saw anything for it and just started watching it. And he likes,
that's what I,
and, but then he went into good detail why he likes doing that, what it allowed him to do in watching this movie. And yes, I'm a fan of that. Most trailers I can't stand, which is why like Star Wars Episode 7, I almost don't want to watch anything about it until it comes out.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
since I haven't been watching TV and following no news or current events, that happens to me naturally. Like, my brother wants to see a movie tomorrow night. Hang on a sec. I'll tell you the name of it. I don't want to know anything about it. Please don't spoil it for me.
I already know what you're going to say. Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I actually saw a preview for that in the theater for when we saw Transformers. Boyhood. It's supposed to be this amazing movie that takes place literally in real time over 14 years. It's got like 100% critical acclaim. I know nothing about it besides that. Yeah. Like Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's 100% the 100% for critics. Almost that never happened. So
I started watching the movie Her after just what Steve had told me the other day or last week or whatever. And
what'd you think?
I didn't finish it yet. So
what do you think so far?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. He's weird even in that movie, isn't he?
Oh, you can't.
He's a weird actor.
No. I'll send you a link to the video. And if anyone asks me, I'll send it to you. You want to know what's really weird? You watch that movie, and if you turn your head 90 degrees in one scene, on his forehead, you clearly see a face.
Oh, that's the video I said. Yeah. That's that guy?
That's that guy. And it's that from that movie. One of the scenes, he's like laying down talking, and if you turn your head 90 degrees, there's on his forehead, the wrinkles clearly form a face, and it is freaky.
It is. Yes.
It's the kind of thing.
I didn't realize that was from the movie.
It's the kind of thing you cannot unsee.
Right.
Really?
It's eerie. It's really scary looking. It almost looks like some kind of a demon.
Yes.
Oh, that's freaky. Anyway, now I'm getting scared. Where were we?
We were at my next app called Giveaway of the Day. This was brought to us by somebody in our Google Plus or email or something. It's a great
Tom Zach.
It could have been. It could have been. Could have been Rhino. I'm not sure. Could have been somebody else. Anyway, it's by Soft Deluxe Inc. And basically, it's an app that gives you at least one free app every day that's normally paid for. And I don't know if they just scour the Play Store for price changes and fluctuations, but you don't actually. It's not like the Amazon App Store where you have to install a whole other app store and get it from them. This will give you a link straight to the Play Store for these free apps, and you can download them from there. And it also, it keeps a rolling count, kind of like a Deal News app where it shows you the expired ones, like, so it kind of rubs it in what you missed, you know, by not installing it before now. So a lot of them are apps that I've paid for, I realized, but that's okay. That's all right. They're worth it.
So it's like Amazon app of the day, but kind of like vetted. This is pretty neat. Great idea.
Yeah, but I don't know how often or who decides how the prices change in the Play Store, or you know, if they run daily specials for a certain genre or something. You know, sometimes they do that.
Hmm.
Well,
this is a good one, man.
Yeah, in the Google Play Store, the play is up to the developer. Now, what Google has done in the past, they either contact developers saying, "Hey, we want to do a deal. Are you in on it?" And what I'm led to believe is once in a while, they will discount the app and pay the developer the difference. Unlike Amazon. This is the kind of app. I love the idea of it passionately, ridiculously. But when I open up the app and I look at the free apps, it's quite like most of the time, like the Amazon App Store, most of the apps I don't want.
Like VNC.
Yeah, there's already better solutions out there that are free. Gotcha. I wouldn't have paid for it in the first place.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah,
or like iCube. You know, it's something I've never heard of, doesn't hit my radar. I look at it and it doesn't shoot out as me as being a great, fantastic game. But it's the kind of app I OCD have to leave installed on my phone now. Because that one app, every other week or whatever, that's really good, I'm going to have. And then I can say, well, thanks to Giveaway of the Day.
Did you install this?
Yes.
All right. Eric, you have any more?
I do. I've got a tank. I was on vacation this week. This this is going to be... Oops. Darn it. Don't you hate it when you mean to hit copy and you hit paste instead?
Yes. So bad.
So this
or if you hit copy twice... And that's even worse on something else. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, that's right. The name of this app is called Blueprint 3D. I believe this was a 99-cent app. I did pay for it. This is a cool, cool app. Basically, what it is it's a drawing picture on a blueprint of something. Oh, and then so they cool. take the lines that form that picture and move them into a 3D way. It's like break them apart and put them into 3D. And you just have to rotate these lines back and forth and flip them until you can get all those lines to line up together to show what that originally was before they blew it apart.
To make it look what it would be in 2D.
To make it back in 2D, right. Line all the 3D lines up to make it, yeah, to make it.
Dude, 2D. So friggin' awesome. What a great idea.
So, yeah.
So you don't draw the pictures. They present pictures to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like,
basically, it'll open up as a bunch of lines and just jagged things. And you just have to keep manipulating it and rotating it and moving it until you get them all to line up and try to figure out. You have no idea what it is. They do have genres, though, like
animals.
You can do animals, electronics, you know, different things. Like the first electronics one was a USB thumb drive.
Nice.
Which seems like it would be pretty easy to figure out, but it's really not. And sometimes you'll get lucky, start spinning them around fairly quickly, and you're like, oh, wow, I can already see how this is. Oh, got it. But then other ones take quite a bit of finagling. And I think it's just kind of the luck of the draw a little bit. Sometimes if you get lucky and you move it just the right way to see it, to get an idea.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, I guess if you keep rotating, eventually you'll hit it by luck.
Right.
But just from a video, it looks easy. Yeah. But I can imagine it's actually, in reality, very difficult for some of them.
But yeah, most of them literally don't, like, quote-unquote, snap together until, like, the last second of the spinning. You know what I mean? It just looks confusing, then all of a sudden, it looks right, but you're already so close to getting it right, you know? But you have to find that one perspective spot to look at it.
Yeah.
Unique.
You gotta...
Yeah, once again, yeah. I never watched the video for this until just now. It is by no means nearly as easy as they make it look in this video. Either that or I'm not a gamer and I'm just no good at it, which is possible. But it is not easy like that, at all.
Yeah.
For me. All right. I got another game. What the heck? We'll bring them.
Okay.
This one is called Clark. Clarc. Clark is a cute little robot in a maze of a really kind of like an old warehouse maze kind of thing. And the way you move Clark is kind of odd because you move the whole background. Clark pretty much faces the same way all the time, but you move the background to get him where he needs to go. And it's just I haven't played it a whole lot. But I just really liked the animation and the drawing of the backgrounds and stuff in this game. Is really, really nice looking game.
Yeah, it is.
It kind of reminds you of, what's that little robot that has to...
Wally.
Wally. Yeah. It's kind of like Wally. But it's a maze game. I'm not good at it. I think I became frustrated and stuck already at one level early on. but if you're good at these kind of games, I don't know. What would you guys describe this as? I don't know.
Well, a gorgeous game, period. And it won a prestigious German computer game award, which means it must be good.
Make good stuff.
They do make good. They make good apps.
They make great stuff. This game just really, there's something about it that captures me. The movement and the artistic drawing, the style of it, really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, I can't place exactly what this is like. I guess it's unique.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. I like it too, Eric.
Yeah, I wish I was better at games like this, because I think I could spend hours on this game, but I know I won't.
Yeah, it's like a cross between Pipes style game and Mirror Laser type game.
Yeah. Yes. Cool, man. Thank you for that tank, Eric.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, man. Great.
Now, this next one, I believe, was from Tom Zach. This was not a free one. It's called Die for Metal Again. He may have reached out just to me on this one. I'm not sure, but he was thinking that this was right up my alley. It's a platformer. It's kind of is. It's got a lot of death metal music along with it and death metal themes. Like when you end a level, guy makes a pretty neat grunt kind of sound, and he's always, you know, putting his fingers up in the air, you know, rocking out and stuff. It's a cute game. The graphics are cool. It's funny. There's a lot of gory ways to die. Really, I mean, I don't know if it's really gory, but I found myself getting, you know, stabbed in the head by spikes a lot, things like that. But it's definitely if you're into heavy metal and death metal, this is a very cool theme for the game.
It looks awesome, man! It looks awesome.
And it plays really well. It's a cool game.
Are you good at this one?
No, I'm stuck. I'm stuck on this one too. It's so bad because, you know, I paid for this game and I can't even get, like, I don't know, maybe level 4 I'm at and I'm done. I don't know. I just don't have patience to keep going sometimes. I'll go back to this one though, just because I'll have to show it off to people, and then it's one of those games like, hey, check out this game, you know?
Right. I really like the graphics. I think it's a nice style.
Yeah, I'll just say, you don't hear often in the same breath death metal, devil's horns with the hand gesture, and cute game.
It's true. Good point.
That is yet
and there's a nun in the third screenshot.
And I'll say that reason is alone is another reason yet to listen to Android App Addicts.
True. Sweet.
That was
nice tank, Eric. Yeah,
that was my tank. It's safe to say that now.
That's a great tank. Best tank ever. Door, you're up.
Okay. First app I'm going to bring up is essentially a addition to Plex. If you don't remember Plex is a server, quote unquote, in severe air quotes, a server application you can install on your Windows desktop operating system, Linux desktop operating system, or Mac desktop operating system. And what it does is it helps aggregate and distribute your media from device to device. So you can go from computer to computer, from computer to iPad, from computer to Android device, a whole bunch of different ways, whether it's videos, images, YouTube videos, music, whatever. Great application. This is a great addition to a instance you have of Plex. It's called New View for Plex, NUVUE for Plex. It's not an official Plex app. It's by somebody else. Okay. It's 99 cents. And essentially what it is, it's like a RSS feed of your Plex server or the Plex servers that you subscribe to. So technically, I could have a Plex server, Steve could have a Plex server, Eric can have one all inside of our own house, and I can subscribe to Steve's if he grants me the access. I can subscribe to Eric's. And what this application does is anytime there's content added to a Plex server in your environment, in your feed, it sends you a notification. So hypothetically, if Eric downloads Ghostbusters 2 and he adds it to his Plex server and I'm in his circle of trust on his Plex server, I'll get a notification saying, hey, Eric just added Ghostbusters 2. Then I can vox him and say, why the hell would you watch Ghostbusters 2? It to me is the kind of application. Most applications are creating itches to solve, you know, creating needs to fill. This to me fills a need that actually exists. Cause that's one of my gripes about Plex is it's really hard to know when something gets added.
Huh.
Yes.
Well, this handles it.
Yep. I like it a lot. Okay. Next app here. I'm very sorry, everyone. Yet another reason you need to be involved in the Google Plus. I will say this. There's been a sale today only. And by today only, I don't mean the day the show got launched, but actually on July 31st, one-day sale only from Ubisoft. Ubisoft put four games up for sale. This, to me, is the most dramatic of them. Okay, it's called a Assassin's Creed Pirates. It's literally on sale today for 10 cents.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really hard to pass up a 10-cent game.
Weird.
Yeah. So, of course, first thing I did was I pinged Knucklehead Tech and, you know, go download this game. I did download it for my son. He hasn't gotten back to me yet. He was busy playing other screaming named games.
You know something? I've never seen a 10-cent game. Think about it, 100,000 downloads, which it has around, what's that? $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, originally I want to say either a $3 or a $5 game. Today it is for 10 cents. So get in now while it's good. If you didn't know about this until you listened to the podcast, I'm sorry. And I will say this is where giveaway of the day that app would fail because it's not free. So it wouldn't be listed in there, but it's an insane deal. So, another reason to be at least involved with some kind of social media stuff.
Well, they just made another 10 cents, even though I know I'm going to be horrible at it. It looks awesome. I can't not buy a game that looks this good.
No, it looks amazing.
Yeah. I concur.
I guess it's like, remember the game Pirates and remember the game Assassin's Creed? Is this just a combination of those two?
That's what I gather. I'm not going to act like I know, Steve.
Okay.
I would assume you have. My guess was you got to assassinate other ship captains or something. I don't know. We'll find out.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know either. This is a very single, this is like a unitask app, I'm going to say, but a very interesting app nonetheless. If you don't have Root, if you don't have Exposed, and if you hear what I'm saying and you like the idea of it, this is the quicker way to get what you want done. I constantly find myself jumping literally back and forth from app to app, from like app A to app B to app A to app B to app A to app B. Either I'm in Voxer and I gotta jump out to get links or read something or get copy some text or some images, and then I got to keep going back and forth or something to that effect, or email. I'm typing an email, jump out, jump back in, jump out, jump back in. This app is called LAS, Last App Switcher. What it does is it basically gives you a quick one click jump to the last app. So quite literally, if you're at your home screen, you hit Chrome, then you hit your home screen and hit Netflix. Last app will switch you back and forth between Chrome and Netflix. By default, it gives you what I would call a micro pop-up. This is a very, very small pop-up bubble on your screen. It does look like if you have Root, at least, it can also add it to the, I can't remember what it's called, but if you hold down your home button, you get a ring where if you drag up, you go to Google. I believe it can add an entry on that as well to where you don't have to have this little micro pop-up window.
Oh, using Exposed?
Root, I'm not sure if it's Exposed per se.
Gotcha.
But I'm hooked on the idea of being able to go back and forth from app to app instead of having to go all the way back to home. Or hit the
It's very cool.
Or hit the painful recent app button, which sometimes, even on the best phone, takes a second to load.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. Now, this you have to see in order to like or to understand, really. Sure. It's an idea of what's called motion comics. Okay. It's called Made Fire Motion Books and Comics. Now, this to me, I'm 99% sure, does not entail Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Walking Dead, any of the big names of the comic world. This is basically, when I gather other types of comics, but what it is, it's basically comics where they add a slight bit of movement, animation, or like sometimes 3D effects where like the background might slowly be moving behind the guy kind of thing.
Ah, so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. I'm not really a reader. We've been through this many times, guys. I'm not really a reader, but this is the kind of thing that really might draw me in to wanting to go through and read comic books. Because to be quite honest, the idea of comic books, the types of science fiction and supernatural stuff, dare I say, going on in comic books, I kind of like the idea of using that as entertainment, because it's very clearly entertainment and not reality based. You know.
Yeah.
It had the Transformers in there. And I think I saw G.I. Joe too.
Yeah.
There's Angry Birds comics.
Thanks, Steve.
Star Trek too.
I don't know. See, I don't know about Star Trek comics. That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
It looks like the new generation, though. It's got all those new guys in it.
Okay. Just because now your guys are on the line of freaking me out, I'm going to add something to freak myself out. And it's called Microsoft Account. Microsoft Account is a genuine Microsoft application for Android that helps you use dual-factor authentication for Microsoft services that opt into this, like a OneDrive, SkyDrive, whatever it's called, kind of thing.
I tried to set one of those up earlier today and it wouldn't let me. I'm like, oh boy, some things never change.
Yeah. And like for Outlook.com, when you want to log into your email, you might want to use dual factor authentication. And now since Microsoft phone, Windows phone is at an all-time low of below 3%, the odds are you don't have a Windows phone. But if you want to use Microsoft services, this is the kind of tool you really now have to get in order to take advantage of it.
Hmm. I do use Outlook.com app on my phone.
That makes one of us.
There's just certain things to go to an old MSN account that I have to keep up on, and that's the only reason why I use it.
Right.
Did you install this door?
Hell no, I don't use no Microsoft accounts. But people out there do. I'm sure they do. I mean, Chris Barquat might love this app.
A lot of people still use AOL, I'm finding. Yes,
wouldn't shock.
A lot.
Well, the email accounts are still free. And if you ever need like Gorilla Mail, you don't care accounts, sure, go get another AOL account.
What's the email address ending that Tim Bauermeister had from the Geeksters? Remember he used to have he re-signed up with an old one.
Net Zero?
Juno?
It might have been Juno. Yeah, something like that.
Earthlink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CompuServe?
It was like one of the original OG ones like that, yeah. Something like that. Not AOL, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, to give from something I can't stand, to something I actually might use, Amazon, official Amazon Mobility LLC application, okay? We've all heard of Google Wallet. Something tells me only a small percentage of us have actually tried to use it or have used it. I love the idea of this type of application because to me, it's a buffer account. It's not your real credit card. It's not your real bank account. So if something happens to that account, there's minimal damage. Okay. Well, now there's an Amazon Wallet. It's called Amazon Wallet Beta. And basically all it is, it's a like PayPal-esque, Google Wallet-esque service that allows you to have a isolated account that you can use online, and I'm sure will work seamlessly with Amazon services.
Yeah. I installed this. The only thing that it kind of freaked me out a little bit, because at first it wanted to tie a real credit card to it, which, you know, was fine. But then it wanted to store all my loyalty cards. Like I use Keyring for all my loyalty cards. And I just wonder if Amazon would somehow get the lists of the things I buy through those loyalty cards to send even more targeted ads at me after it knows that, you know, I bought Stella on the 6th of July or something.
They are the best in the world at that.
I don't know how they could, or I don't know, maybe they could. It was just so freaky. There's a lot going on there with this thing.
That's interesting.
Eric, it wouldn't shock me at all if that's part of the quote-unquote master plan by Jeff Bezos. Data is becoming more valuable long term than money. I'll just say that. So yeah, I wouldn't put nothing back.
Let me just go off on a small tangent here. As far as like these wallets and companies that are doing this, my dad is helping with my podcast, and we were on a Google Hangout tonight, and he was sharing a screen with me. He opened up his Gmail and went into Google Docs, I think, and a pop-up came from Google saying you can now send money to other people through email. Like, it's, they basically have like a PayPal thing going on type of deal where you could instantly send people money via email. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I didn't know.
No. That's been there for months. If you just go into your Gmail on a web browser and hit compose email on the bottom toolbar, there's a dollar sign.
Yeah. Huh. I did not know that. You knew that, Eric?
No. So I was just thinking, Steve, you should, if you could get that pop-up to go on to everybody who shares their screen with you, that's a great idea. You know, just in case you were thinking about giving me money, it's really easy.
It's really easy. Yeah.
I should. I wish I could control that.
Thank you for sharing your screen.
Do you feel like I helped you in your screen sharing? Thank you. Please donate to Steve.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I work you through this problem? And do you feel that you should now compensate me for that help?
Do you feel like you would be not exchanging with me properly if you didn't donate money to me right now?
Anyway. Yeah, and with the
door, world
with that, if you have a Google wallet, you can also get a free card through them, which I did get. So if someone sends me money through Gmail, I can instantly basically transfer to my, it is instantly transferred to also my physical card. So I can use it.
It's a debit card, like a MasterCard Visa?
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Yeah.
They do? Serious?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
So it's very painless. And I know as soon as they started it, I can't remember, I'm sorry, a guy sent me $1. He said, I can't believe, I want to try this. Can I send you a buck? And we both were in shock how easy, how frictionless it just was to just send a buck.
Jeez.
The last donation from one of our listeners, I think it was Kevin McLaughlin, went straight to that card for me.
Wow.
I mean, it's on my Google account online, you know, like that I can use to buy things.
So you have a Google MasterCard?
Yeah.
Got it right here.
I don't have, I was going to pull mine out too, but my wallet's upstairs.
And in typical, I'll say now in my logic, in typical Google fashion, it's unique looking, where the front of it, I can show off to anybody and there's no harm, no foul, because there's no numbers on the front. There's no name on the front. On the back, it has my information.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Now with Amazon Wallet, it's still really early. It's in beta. So all it is, and I don't know, it might only be an easy way for you to get money to spend on Amazon.com.
Interesting. Very cool. I'm learning. Many of you are probably listening to me going, Steve is not fit to host an Android show. He didn't even know that.
Well,
this is early beta for many, many people.
Well, yeah. And Steve, it isn't like I had to explain to you what the information superhighway is.
It's a series of tubes.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, man. We should go run for Congress. We're ready.
We should hang out. All right, Dwyer, what else do you got?
Last one I'm going to throw out there. Cody Cooper is getting ready to go on a job retreat with other coworkers and stuff. And he said, well, you know, I'm thinking about using Voxer and Glimpse to try to, you know, keep track of people, keep track of where they're going, where we can meet up, hang up kind of thing, and send quick messages back and forth to each other. And I said, well, yeah, they really do fill 90% of the need. I can't think of any other app you could need to do this kind of interaction you're talking about. And then I found this app. I found actually two apps, but this is the one I'm going to bring. It's called Jink Beta, JINKBETA. Really interesting social group application is what I'm going to say. You can very easily and quickly make circles of friends, share your location throughout, send messages to the group, or instantly call or text or send map pins to people to just share location and do things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks so easy to use.
Yeah. As soon as he saw it, he said, dude, this might actually be better than using Glimpse in conjunction with Voxer.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Now, when you call, though, you're calling them on their telephone, like a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. Gotcha. Well, and I'll say, some people still prefer phone call and texting. So this makes it less frictionable for them, I think. Remember? I don't know. And I also am 99% sure this is completely cross-platform, even on BlackBerry, Windows, iOS, everything.
Sweet. Looks pretty amazing.
And
I wish that it had a Voxer-like messaging system, because I still can't stand real phones.
When you say Voxer message, you mean like push-to-talk messaging?
Yeah, push-to-talk, yes.
Yeah.
If this had that, this would be amazing.
Well, two quickies. One, yes, it doesn't have that. I wish I could change the default color palette, because it's a little aqua bluish greenish for me. But also
pastel.
And secondly, from what I'm led to believe now, the Facebook messaging application on Android has voice message capabilities. Everyone who pinged me said it completely sucks compared to Voxer, which I said, what do you expect?
You say Facebook? Yeah, I know that they're switching the, I know.
The Book of Faces now has some kind of vocal.
Yeah, you can't use Messenger. You can't use their stock app for messaging anything at all. They're getting rid of messaging and texting and voice in general. Or not texting, text message, whatever. It's getting late. I got you. All right, what else you got?
That's all I'm going to bring. There's one or two apps, but I believe we're going to bring them up in emails next week.
Sounds good. Awesome tags, fellas. Really good stuff. If anybody wants to send an email to the show, we read them every Wednesday. Send them to aaa@podnuts.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, call 707-6-PODNUT on a phone. Dor, you have anything to say to the folks before we end off?
Thank everyone for... I'm getting tired too, apparently. Thank everyone for their support, feedback. All I got to say is, unlike other shows, we do not henpeck, I think is the right word, what we read on the show, who we listen to. Everyone is fair game to this show, just like we're fair to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
No henpecking
here. If that made any sense whatsoever.
It came around. I figured it out after a couple minutes what you're talking about there.
It hasn't even been a couple minutes. Go ahead, Eric.
It seems like. No, I don't know. Thanks for listening. Help a couple friends out or neighbors. Let them know about the show. You know, like I think I've said before, you know somebody this week who got a new Android phone. Help them out and tell them, you know, check out these guys. They'll help you out with some apps for it. Enjoy that. You know, a lot of people use their Android phones as it might as well be a flip phone, because that's all they do. They don't even change the background. Help them out, man.
That's true. If it was not for this show, I said it before, I'd probably have an iPhone or even a Windows phone. Ugh. If it wasn't for this show and you guys. I just wanted to throw it in there for effect. Well, thanks. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's
okay. And my name's Steve Cherubino. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening to this show. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope your phones have a lot more stuff on them now. That's going to be it for this week. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good weekend.